The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. Oh yes, His mercies never come to an end. Second service, do you want to worship Him?
Is thy faith
holy, holy, Lord Almighty? Oh, it's a privilege to Maker of the universe,
Maker of the
universe. Oh, it's an honor just to stand before you with a grateful heart. Claim me, Lord, you reign. With a grateful heart, let every name fade away. Proclaim me, Lord, you reign. Oh, Rabba Sobe Lamaya.
The glory of God is here. Oh, Rebeko, Rebe Shekin. Oh, Ramando Mohonamaya. Robodob, Robobobok. You are here. You are here. You are here. In this place. And we worship and adore you. I know you are here, blazing holy fire. I know you are here, precious Holy Spirit. I know you are here, you are here in your glory. I know you are here because you came with me. I know you are here, my lover and my best friend. I know you are here, precious Holy Spirit. Lily of the valley, the one that died and rose again. I know you are here. Father, we thank you for your mighty presence here. We give you praise. Thank you for the operations of your Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Father, as we share your word, give us light, seeing eyes and hearing ears, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please have your seat. Oh, wow. What a church. Hallelujah. Yeah. Okay, I want to share on how to read the Bible. I want to share on how to read the Bible. Basically, laws of hermeneutics, and that means, you know, how to interpret scriptures. And I'll give us examples. Yeah, I'll give us examples. So I have like 2-3 points, and then we'll call it a day. And then maybe I'll see you guys soon. Amen. So the first one is the law of context. The law of context. The law of context. And contextual interpretation, it means post-text, reading the post-text. Okay, text means verses. So John 3:16 is a text. John 3:17 is a text. So when they say text, they're just saying a verse. Okay. So the context of the text means the idea behind the text. And that means the best way you want to read the Bible is you want to read in paragraphs. Or you want to read, you know, following the thought or the idea. Maybe I should give... Anyways, that's what the point is. Remember, we also said this weekend that the Old Testament is the context for New Testament writing. There is the scripture context, there is the post-text and pretext. That is, I look at maybe 2-3 verses before, I look at 2-3 texts, God, really? You get what I'm saying, Sha? Yes, I look at 2 texts, it's stage fright. It's 2 texts before, I look at 2 texts after to understand or write the idea behind the text. You know that, so let me identify them. I didn't plan to say all this. Number one is pretext and post-text. In the law of context, pretext and post-text. So you want to write that. The first in contextual interpretation is pretext, post-text, one. Number two is the Old Testament as context for New Testament writings. The Old Testament as context for New Testament writings. Number three is the audience context. The audience context. An audience context means, for example, when I'm studying the book of Timothy, maybe 1 Timothy, there are things that are written there that a member cannot enact because he's talking to a pastor. So when he says, expose false teachers, what members do is they stay away from false teachers. Are you getting what I'm saying? Members don't expose false teachers, because if you were in the generation of Jesus, you would have gone up and down calling Jesus a false teacher. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because he's not the norm. And you would have called his miracles lying signs and wonders. Because you say, how can you a man call? So you don't want to put yourself in that trouble. So there is order in the things of God. That's why if you notice, it is Peter before the church.